Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shitshow Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go. Hey, Double D, what's happening today?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Shauna, I have some I have some feedback I need to address.
Oh,
or
shit.
I need to bring
right
I need to bring
out of the
to
gate.
The, I need to bring a motion for discussion about this feedback.
Okay, lay it on me. What are you hearing? Yes. What's the word on the street?
So a listener had feedback on Supercharge for Scissoring,
yeah,
which was our most one of our more recent episodes.
Yes.
And she was very bothered because she said, I don't think I want pH with my coffee. And so I said, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know, you know, I don't know if there's a certain pH coffee should have to where it tastes better or worse, or, you know, I'm really lost on what she's saying. What is the appropriate pH for a good cup of coffee, right?
Right.
And so I was like, okay. And I was like, well, what should the pH be? Like, what are you saying? And she's like, no, I'm sorry, I don't want pH with my coffee. And I was, oh, okay, pH. Well, I don't like saying the word. And I was like,
did she mean PJ?
No, she meant pH. And I'm like, what is the word? I'm thinking, and that's what I said. I was, are you trying to say PU? You don't like PU with your coffee? She's like, no, pH. And I was like, hair. And I said, pussy hair. And she was like, no, not that word. Pubic hair. I said, oh, okay. Not even. She does not like pubic, you know, the pubic
the
hair
word. She doesn't even like to say it.
She doesn't like to say it.
Wow.
And she said,
and she's listening to our podcast.
Yes. Yes. And she said, and I don't like that other P word either. And I was like, well, I've already said pussy. We've said pubic. Like, what are you? The
penis.
Penis. And I said, penis? I was like, that's a medical term. How are you going to go up against medicine? Like, no. So, yeah, so she does not like pH with her coffee. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like pH with my coffee either, because I know a lot of people who go to the strip club and they say like the buffet at the strip club is like so good.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I don't think I can eat at the strip club because I don't want pH on my chicken wings, you know? So you're like, oh, is that a feather? No, it's like, oh, you know, it's pH, you know? So although
pH.
Yes, although at the coffee shop, I did have a smoothie and I didn't note any pH in the smoothie from the coffee shop. But,
well, but that's because it was purified pH.
Maybe.
Or liquefied. It was in the blender, right? With all your smoothie fixings. So you wouldn't notice.
And it was a mango smoothie, and you know, mangoes have those little strings.
That's true.
You know? So maybe I did have pH in my smoothie, but I just
enjoyed it
voraciously.
Yeah.
As if
that works.
It was just part of the smoothie.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something you might suggest to her is when she needs to use one of those words, she could try singing it instead. So like,
does that help?
Well, you know, it makes it a little more fun, a little more
palatable,
maybe not such a big deal. So like,
okay,
you know, if she wanted to say pussy, she could do P-U-S-S-Y, P-U-S-S-Y-I-I-I, P-U-S-S-Y.
Why? I'm going to use that now for pussy. P-U-S-S-Y. Yes, I like that.
Yeah, so you could tell her to try that. It might make it easier for her to get, you know, across those hurdles when they come up.
I am going to suggest that, and I'll let you know how it works out for her.
Fabulous. Well, I thought you were going to say that she meant PJ, like pussy juice. She didn't want any pussy juice in her coffee.
No,
and I was like, no, I get that. No,
I don't think she
can. Make me a cup
even,
of coffee, hold the
PJ. Hold the PJ, hold the pH, hold it all. Just the coffee, please. Just the coffee.
And no extra mango in my mango smoothie.
Yes. No. And strain it, please. Strain it.
Strain it, please. And
any hair-like items can be withheld. Thank you.
Right. Right. So, yeah. So, that's my listener feedback on Supercharge for scissoring. And okay, hopefully, I can help this young lady work out her issues with singing the song one more time.
P-U-S-S-Y.
Yes. I like your big Broadway ending.
Why? Thank you. Why? Why?
Oh, awesome. Yes. Awesome.
All right. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that she gave you that feedback, and I can see why she feels that way. I
like, very valid points she brought up.
I will say, though, you know, they did have some form of pH catcher in place at Perky Cups. So
I think the crotchless body stocking was a bit of a barrier between, you know, the pH and the PJ and our food. But there's a slight barrier. Yes.
You know, it's better than nothing.
It's
right?
better than nothing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, please tell her thank you for the feedback and keep it coming. I love our loyal listeners. We've got some really good loyal listeners. And I have to give a shout out. We've got a Canadian contention, and I know I've mentioned them in passing before, but I want to just give a shout out to our Canadian listeners.
Yeah, you were telling me we have some loyal listeners in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. I think it's in Saskatchewan. Yeah, we've got some up there. We got some in Quebec. Love it, Canada. Keep it
coming, Canada. Yeah. Canada bringing the sexy strong.
That's right. But you know, Canadians, start sending us some stories. You know, we're in the market for some international stories. So email us some international stories. STDpodcaststory@gmail.com.
Yes, STD podcast story. Sorry to overtalk you. We need international STDs.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And some north of the border, colder STDs.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Some frozen STDs.
That's only. Right. STD popsicles.
Yes.
Oh, all right, Double D. Well, I have to tell you about something that happened the other day. It was so funny. So me and Clark, of course, we were staying with my sister just for a couple nights. We were having some stuff done at the house, so we needed to get out of the house for a couple nights. Okay. And my dad was staying there as well. So my sister has the top floor to her house. So it's like the third floor, and it's, you know, she has like one of those really tall, skinny houses. So we were up on the third floor.
Yes, I love those.
Yeah. So Clark and I were in the bedroom, and since it was just my dad, he slept out on the couch, like kind of in the little sitting area.
Living room, open area. Uh-huh.
Exactly. So I was getting ready for bed, and I'm brushing my teeth, and I hear my dad say, "Good night." And so I open the door and I say, "Good night," and finish brushing my teeth, and I go to bed, and Clark is dying. He is laughing so hard. I'm like, "What the fuck? Why are you laughing so hard?" And he was like, "Did you think that was your dad telling you good night?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "No, that your dad ripped a huge fart, a huge squeaky fart." And
oh my gosh.
And it sounded to me like he said good night. So,
well, how do you know his ass can't talk?
Well, apparently it can, or maybe Clark can't hear the words, right? But
exactly.
I, you know,
maybe
he's my dad, so
he doesn't understand ass speak. I mean, that's his issue.
That's right. And let me ask you a question, right? So. Yes. So that's been the running joke in our household lately, has been good night.
That was a liquid finish, in case you didn't catch that.
Thank you. I appreciate that for the clarification.
Yes.
Oh, hilarious. I knew you'd appreciate it. It's so funny anymore. Whenever anything funny happens to me, I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to tell Double D about this. She's going to love this.
Oh, so. I can't go to the grocery store without jotting notes in my phone. Like, look at this maniac in the produce section. So I'm like, you know, it's all over. It is once you start paying attention to all the insanity around you, you're like, wow, this is a crazy world.
It really is. It really is. And speaking of the crazy world we live in, I have a story for you. And Double D, this is a very exciting and momentous occasion for us.
Okay. Okay. Is this our what?
This is our first story from a dude.
Shut the front door. Yes. I feel like I just lost my virginity.
I was here for it. Oh my God. That's so weird.
You thought awesome. I kind of jumped out of my chair. Like, oh.
Did you pee a little?
I did not pee. I just got poked. No pee. Okay. Just poked.
So with that being said, I want to say for all of our dude listeners out there, because I do know that we have male listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Would you fucking step up to the plate and send us some stories, you bunch of pussies? Come on, man.
Dude, we're trying. Help us help you. We're trying.
Right. We're trying.
But help us help you. Okay.
Yes. So
to our brethren out there who enjoy a good STD, please help us.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And we can't even say that it's not like those stories aren't happening. Right?
They're happening.
Because we know.
They're happening.
We know.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So anyway, so today's story comes to us from Carl. Okay?
Like Carl. It, Carl. So, strong name.
Yes. Very, very manly name. So.
Yes.
So Carl said that our stories of bathroom, quote unquote, bathroom woes inspired him to send his story in. So
thank you, Carl. Carl, because most of those are mine. The bathroom woes. Most of those are my experiences.
I did shit on snowshoes. Okay. So that was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was. Yeah,
I had a contribution in there. Most of them are yours. You're right. But I mean, I'm not immune.
Yes, I think Carl is hearing my pain with the bathroom and he's responding to that.
I think so. I think you're probably right. Okay, so here we go. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so Carl says, I'm a middle-aged guy, so you know that by this point in life, I have to have at least one story that involves an unfortunate pooping scenario. So here's my best one.
And an unfortunate pooping scenario. I love that terminology. Yes.
And I do have to say, Carl, I can assure you that middle-aged women have the same situation. So
you are not alone, Carl. You are not on an island.
That's right. We are here with you, my friend.
Yes.
All right. So Carl says, it was a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning. My wife and I were easing into the day. We woke up, had some coffee, and had one of my favorite breakfasts, biscuits and gravy. This is one of my favorite things to do, to have a nice leisurely start to our morning with a relaxing and hearty breakfast.
Okay.
Okay, so this, you know, Double D, I have to say, I'm not a huge breakfast person. What is your go-to breakfast? What's your favorite breakfast, if you can have anything?
I really enjoy the good old American scrambled eggs and bacon and toast. Yeah.
Kind of a purist?
I'm a purist, yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about biscuits and gravy?
I do like the biscuits and gravy, but, you know, if it's five mornings in a week, because, you know, the other two mornings I'm not present for. I'm still in
You're
the
still
bed.
In bed.
But if it's five mornings in a week, I'm going to do that biscuits and gravy, maybe one and the others. I'm going to stick to, you know, like I said, good old traditional American values, bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not for nothing, you know, it needs me to eat those eggs.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I got to say, I'm not a huge breakfast person because I don't typically like to eat a really heavy meal in the morning. Right. So like biscuits and gravy to me is like, woof. And I don't like breakfast sausage. So, you know, you put that in the biscuits and gravy and you got a whole pile of something I'm not interested in.
Now, what do you have against breakfast sausage?
Sausage
for that matter, but breakfast sausage.
Well,
it's so unassuming.
I do love me some sausage. Let's be clear.
That's why I can't understand what your hard on is with breakfast sausage.
Well, it's a lack of hard on, I guess that's the point. No, there's something about the flavor. Like it always has like
a
almost
good,
like
delicious.
I don't know. There's a yummy, unique flavor.
Like what word are you looking for?
None of those.
Amazing.
You are definitely missing the mark. No, it's like maybe it's a sagey flavor or yeah. There's something unique to breakfast sausage that I just don't like.
It's so, yummy. The sage is what makes it.
And I like sage, so I don't know why that would be it, but there's just something about breakfast sausage that I'm like, bleh. Like, okay. I will do a good, my go-to would be, if I'm ordering off a breakfast menu, it's going to be Eggs Benedict all day long.
Is that the watery eggs?
Yeah, fuck yeah. The poached eggs.
No.
With English muffin and then Canadian bacon, like, as, traditionally.
No.
Oh, I love that because when the egg is runny, then you cut into the egg and it soaks into the English muffin. Oh, it's glorious.
That's why they call it Benedict, because it's a traitorous ass breakfast to the American way of life.
I see. We are on the opposite sides of the breakfast battle, you and me.
We are. But I still love you all. I still meet you in the middle for love kisses.
That's right. Okay. So here's Carl, right? So you can picture it. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. He just had this monstrous breakfast of biscuits and gravy. So actually, next line, he says, knowing that we just had a hearty breakfast, we thought going to the park for a good long walk would be a great idea to offset the gut bomb. Now, I'm no dummy, and this isn't my first rodeo, so I knew that I needed to give my system some time to work through the kinks and get ready to face the day.
Okay.
So true to form, I emptied the system and felt ready to face the day.
Okay.
So he says, we headed out on our walk. It's a beautiful sunny day, not too hot, not too cold.
Okay. So it's starting off perfectly.
I know. It sounds wonderful up to this point.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Well, I think things are about to change here in this situation, Double D. So he says, we're about 2 miles into our walk when storm clouds gathered in my stomach. I feel the telltale pains that can only mean one thing. I'm going to have to shit, and I'm going to have to shit real soon. So he says, here we are in the middle of a large park with people, including children, everywhere.
Holy smokes.
We are a solid mile and a half from a bathroom.
Oh, I am living this horror.
You've been
with
there.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been there. We've talked about that many times.
Yes.
So he says, I give my wife, quote, the look. And she knows it can only mean one thing. We have a very quick and heated discussion to consider options. So he lines out the options for us here. Do we try and make it back home? That's not fucking happening. There's no way.
No.
Do we find a construction site with a porta-john? Who has time for that? Right?
Okay.
Who has time to
go
through the neighborhoods and try and find it? Yeah. Not
right,
happening.
Right.
So he says, the only viable option was a lightly wooded ravine about a quarter of a mile ahead of us.
Okay.
So we take off in that direction, and I'm giving my asshole a pep talk. Just a little further, man. Come on. You can do it.
I mean, this Carl, is it Carl? May
Carl.
I call him Carl?
Yes.
Carl is my spirit animal. He is my spirit animal because I have given many a talk to my asshole and that, come on, do it for the team. You can hold on. Like, yeah. I am
You're
so
right there
walking this walk with Carl. Oh, absolutely. I'm right there.
So Carl says, time is of the essence. And I tear down the side of the slope and get as out of public view as I possibly can, tearing through bushes and stumbling until I have reached my limit, or rather my asshole has reached its limit. So he says, I drop my pants and release the Kraken just in the nick of time. Oh my God. I mean, are you really, like, have you reached adulthood and maturity until you've had a moment like this? Like, I really don't feel like you have.
You really haven't. No, you really haven't.
It's a rite of passage.
Oh, it's a rite of passage or a rite of passage. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, God. So, all right. So he says, everything had happened so quickly that I had barely paid attention to the two young guys who were up in front of me in the ravine.
Oh,
clearly
no.
Within sight. And he said, oh, this is awesome. So my wife was doing her best to distract them away from watching the chaos I am creating. So she goes in the opposite direction and pretends that she lost our imaginary dog Biscuits. So she was looking around and calling for Biscuits, trying to draw their attention away.
Wait, does the wife not know that you call your ass the Biscuits? Like, it's a rap song. It says, grab them in the Biscuits.
That's
so
true.
She's out there yelling, Biscuits!
Well,
biscuits!
maybe that's why she said Biscuits.
And
the two guys
are like, yeah, we're watching his biscuits now. Yeah. Like,
biscuits and gravy. Oh,
biscuits and gravy. No.
Oh,
I would
God.
Never eat biscuits and gravy again.
No, me either, but I wouldn't have anyway, so I'm not bothered by it. Oh, my God. Okay, so the wifey is trying to draw the attention away, but he says
biscuits.
It wasn't...
Biscuits!
Come here, Biscuits! Your favorite biscuit!
I can't whistle.
Not when you're laughing like that.
No. Okay, so wifey's trying to be a distraction.
But
she's
success.
Really, yeah, she's yeah. really drawing more attention to the problem with the biscuits. Okay.
And I got to imagine, right, if you picture this scenario, the dudes are like, lady, I don't give a shit about your lost dog. Like, what's this dude, weird ass dude doing over here? You know?
Exposing himself while simultaneously shitting in the bushes. I wish I could be a fly on one of those trees out in the woods.
That's right. So he says those guys definitely witnessed the show. Hopefully they understood the situation and felt his pain. If they've gone through the rite of passage, then they would, right?
It depends on how old they are.
That's
you
right.
know, they
That's
may
right.
not be old enough.
He doesn't say, but I'm assuming they're at least young adults, if not full adults, because he doesn't say that they were kids, because that would be a whole different element
of
the story.
A whole different story with a whole different ending.
Yes, exactly. All right. So when Carl says, when I stopped sweating and was able to gather my wits again, I climbed back out of the ravine, more than a little bit embarrassed. As I walked out, my wife discontinued her search for biscuits and headed my way. As she gets closer, I notice that she's staring at my legs. It's at this point that I feel the stinging sensation on my legs. Adding insult to, or injury to insult, I guess. So I look down and see blood running down both of my legs. And apparently I must have run through some seriously thorny bushes in my haste, and they tore my legs up.
Oh my goodness. And you don't care. When you're about to shit your pants, you'll run through razor blade bushes.
Right.
Because you're like, I just have to get there. Get
there's
to where
no
I'm going.
Arguing. You've already done your negotiation with your asshole. There's nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah.
So he said, we decided that was enough excitement for one day and turned towards home to let me go and get myself cleaned up.
Carl.
So I have to tell you, I named him Carl because, like Carl Lewis, he's got the runs.
Carl. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that awesome? So Carl did, of course, send some lessons that he learned from the situation, as we ask our listeners to do. So he said, thank God I had my backpack with me and some emergency supplies, including Kleenex. Says, always keep a shit kit with you. I was like a fucking Boy Scout that day, prepared for anything, thank God.
I love it.
So he also, and this is an important one, be leery of the biscuits and gravy. It requires more than one evacuation to do the job. Don't let it sneak up on you.
Well, this is the thing, and I'm blaming Carl for this, that you know, he said he emptied the gun, but there's always a hidden chamber. So you going out into that park, that was really kind of on you, because you did not account for the hidden chamber.
Yeah.
And you should know better, Carl. You're an adult. You're an adult. You should know better.
Well, that's what your years of practice have taught you.
Yes. Hmm. Not to forget the hidden chamber.
The hidden chamber. So, Double D, I'm going to get personal here, and I'm going to ask you, in a situation you have a big gut bomb breakfast or lunch or whatever, what's your requisite amount of waiting time?
Oh, I've learned avoidance, because if I have to go anywhere, I'm not going to be able to eat that breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have to go, like, if, you know, on vacation, if we're leaving the resort in the next 3 hours, I'm skipping breakfast. Yeah.
Wow.
On cruises, if we're going ashore, no breakfast.
No breakfast.
No breakfast. Wow. Maybe an orange, something citrusy, not a banana. Bananas will fuck you up on your best day. They'll fuck you up. Not a banana, but, you know, maybe a small apple, because apples do have a lot of fiber. But oranges, the citrus,
that's
you
pretty
should be
safe.
Okay. It's pretty safe. Yeah. Okay. Just to have something on your stomach. But I mean, you're going to go very light, and a medium, small to medium orange, and not even a large orange, because even that could turn on you. You know?
Duly noted.
Yes.
So
avoidance is the key. Avoidance is the key, not more so than timing, because you can't control the timing.
Yeah.
It's like a baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little shit baby.
Yeah. A little baby that runs out of your asshole.
Yes.
Well, Double D, what did you learn from this? What were your takeaways? I know you can relate to the story on a lot of levels, but what'd you take away?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, I have learned nothing. Like, I've lived this. So
you wrote
was
the
nothing.
Book on this.
I wrote the book on it. Okay, but my takeaway is that Carl is immature. He should have known better. And his wife is a saboteur, because that was absolutely intentional with this biscuit. Biscuit.
Here, biscuit, biscuit, yes. Biscuit.
Yes. That was so intentional.
Oh.
And my final takeaway is that we are a army of millions out here with the stomach issues, and we shall not be ashamed, and we shall not be relegated to the shadows, because we are a strong, powerful army.
That's right. I love that. Yeah. I do love the idea of the shit kit.
I do too. I made a note and look for it in a store near you. Yes.
The shit kit.
The shit kit.
Well, so I learned something that occurred to me was to do some sphincter strengthening exercises.
Can one? Are there Kegels for your ass?
Exactly. Yes. So I did, of course, some research, right? Because I was thinking about this, and I was like, is that a thing? So but yeah, that is actually a thing.
What do you do? I need to do it.
Yeah, you can do Kegels for then, like, it talks about the websites I found, like, talk about, like, contracting for a certain number of seconds, and then I just saw you do that. You just tightened your asshole, didn't you?
Yes. Did you see me raise up 2 inches off my chair?
It's hard not to do it now that we're talking about it.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna let myself back down. Okay.
So you could do that. So there's, and as I was looking at this, you know, there's gonna be all kinds of random shit that pops into your search. So there was a website. I did not go to it, and I am not telling our listeners to go to it, but there was actually a website that was called Get a Tight Anus com.
Okay.
Okay. So again, I didn't go to it. I don't want to go to it, but I was like, wow, this is a,
When y'all go, tell us what's on it.
Yeah, right.
And make sure you go on your work computer.
Right, exactly. Or your mom's computer.
Your mom's computer.
Sorry, it was getatighteranus.com.
Okay, okay. Please read it correctly so our listeners will be able to find it.
I know. Yeah, and speaking of websites, actually, the other day, have you seen these commercials that have been on lately for bentcarrot.com?
I have, yes.
Oh my gosh, it makes me laugh every time I see them. And like the pictures that they use. So listeners, if you haven't seen these.
The graphics are amazing.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. Listeners, if you haven't seen this, this is for men who have crooked penises.
Yes.
And there's actually medication that they can take, whatnot, which.
To straighten it out.
And yeah. their website is bentcarrot.com, which I think is so awesome. Whoever came up with that, genius marketing.
Their marketing department deserves a raise.
Yes.
They deserve a raise.
A raise?
Oh, my God. That wasn't even intentional. I wasn't even trying to do that. But yes, they deserve a raise.
Exactly. Yeah. So the whole thing, though, it makes me laugh because, you know, I'm just saying, like, I have seen some crooked penises in my day, and yes, I've never felt like there was a problem. And sometimes if they're curved in the right direction, that's kind of a benefit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but I think it depends on how curved is it. Is it like
a 90 degree?
Yeah, yeah. Then it's like, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
You know? If he has to insert it sideways because it's, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's painful. I'd be curious if we've got any of our dude listeners out there who have crooked penises, let us know. Like, I want to know if it's painful and like if you get a boner and it like, you know, pokes you, you know,
sideways,
goes around the side and like tickles your kidney or something like
that. I think the path runs crooked on the outer region of the body, it's not internal. I think it starts cricking externally.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm not a dude, so y'all let us know, you know?
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're like, no, it fucking blows my kidneys. Oh, yes. I don't know.
Well, assuming it went around the outside. I mean, they're not saying there's a size limit to a crooked penis. This thing could be like, you know, Johnny Holmes, right? Like,
exactly. It can be wrapped all the way around your waist like a belt.
Right.
You know? And whoever Johnny Holmes is, call me. Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. You don't know Johnny Holmes?
I don't know Johnny Holmes.
Oh, he's an old school porn star. Well, actually, was he a porn star or was he just incredibly famous for his very large penis? I don't know. But yeah, Johnny
Holmes. No, I picked up, what's his name? Ron Jeremy.
The Hedgehog.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he, that's his
name? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's where
you picked him up?
Porn. No, I picked up
my
porn viewing in that era, in his era.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because if you had picked up Ron Jeremy, that was definitely going to need to be a story on here.
That would be several episodes long. Mm-hmm.
So. Oh my goodness, Dumbledee. All right, well, I think we're about at time for today, so we probably ought to wrap it up. But
I think so, and good luck to Carl, and welcome to the family. And well, it sounds like he's been in the family, but welcome to the family reunion of bathroom issues.
I feel like there could be a play there of like the Runs reunion. Yeah, no, too hard. I tried too hard.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
didn't work.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, you can't win them all. Win them all.
All right, Double D. Well, thank you so much. I will look forward to talking to you again next week. And listeners, you as well. And listeners, come on, man, especially you dudes. Yeah. Send us your stories. stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Don't be
come on, boys. Yeah. Don't let us down.
That's right.
Get it? Don't let us down.
At least not yet.
Not yet.
Not ready to get off the ride yet.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll talk at you next time.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Make sure you follow our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and this will ensure you don't miss out on any of the head-spinning STD madness. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story to make sure you get the full picture for each of our stories. Sometimes we get pictures to supplement our stories, and that's where you'll find them. You can also tweet us your thoughts about the stories at STD Podcast Story. And for the real heavyweights, if you'd like us to share your story, email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Extra cool points if you supplement your story with pictures. Now, get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us all about it.